الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد الله تبارك وتعالى mentions in the Quran Sharif يا ايها الذين امنوا اوفوا بالعقود O you who have iman fulfill your pledges those promises and contracts that you have made with Allah tabaraka wa taala those pledges and contracts also have to be fulfilled and those pledges and those promises that you have made with people those also have to be fulfilled in one hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that there are three signs of a hypocrite the first sign is idha haddatha kadhaba when he speaks he tells a lie this is not the sign of a mu'min this is the sign of a hypocrite and the second is wa idha wa'ada akhlafa when he promises then he breaches in his promises he does not fulfill his promises today if a person is asked is not fulfilling one's pledge a good thing then he will definitely say that it is an incorrect thing to do but if we have to carefully analyze our lives then we will find that very often we fail to fulfill our pledges and promises and we don't even consider this as a guna as a sin For example, Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that a citizen of the country, he promises to abide by the rules and regulation of the country, although this is not done verbally, but through action. And it is now wajib upon that citizen to abide by the rules and the regulations of the country, as long as the rules and regulations of the country does not contradict the laws of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned la ta'ata li makhluqin fi ma'siyatil khaliq there is no obedience to the creation of Allah tabaraka wa taala in the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa taala meaning that if some human being or the law of the country commands you to disobey Allah tabaraka wa taala then you will have to give preference to the commands of Allah tabaraka wa taala When a person, he applies for a visa to visit another country, one is actually promising to abide by the rules and the regulations of that country, as long as the rules and regulations of that country is not against Shariat. If a person, he goes to a wholesaler or to some supplier and he applies for credit facilities, he promises that I will pay within 30 days of statement or I will pay within 60 days of statement, but after 30 days, he does not pay the creditor. After the stipulated period of 60 days, he does not pay the creditor. So this is also considered as breach of promise. A narration comes in Bukhari Sharif, where Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a particular person of the Bani Israel. This person, he asked another person, he requested another person to give him a loan of 1,000 dinars. So the creditor told him that bring witnesses that will witness this transaction that I loaned you the 1,000 dinars. So the debtor said, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is sufficient as my witness. I don't need any witnesses. Allah ta'ala is my witness. So then the creditor said to him, bring a guarantor who will pay the debt in the case that you are unable to pay. So here again he said, Allah ta'ala is sufficient as my guarantor. So the creditor, he was happy with him. He told him, no problem. You seem to be a very truthful person. And he gave him the 1,000 dinars. And he told him that this should be paid at a particular time. The debtor, he took the funds and he departed. He lived across the ocean. So he got a boat and he crossed the ocean. He then used the money to fulfill his needs. Now on that particular time, the stipulated time that was agreed upon, the debtor now came to the ocean in search of a boat to reach the creditor and pay his debt. But on this particular day, he was unable to get a boat. So he found a log that was lying on the shore. He carved into this log and he placed the 1,000 dinars in it. He also placed a note with the name of the creditor. And then he sealed up that log and he placed it into the ocean. But before placing it into the ocean, he made dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He said, Ya Allah, you know that I took these 1,000 dinars from this particular person as a loan. When he asked me for a guarantor, I said, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is sufficient as my guarantor. When he asked me for a witness, I said, Allah ta'ala is sufficient as my witness. He was satisfied with my reply and he handed the money over to me. I've attempted to get a boat, but I was unable to get a boat. I therefore hand this amanat over to you. And saying this, that log was now put into the water. On the other side, the creditor, he came to the ocean to see if anyone will come along with his funds. He also didn't find anyone because there were no boats, but he found this log. So he decided to take it along for firewood. He said, I will take it home and I will use it. When he chopped the log at home, he found the note as well as the coins. After some time, the debtor came along and he offered the creditor another 1,000 dinars. He didn't know that this person received his money. So he came along with another 1,000 dinars and he offered it to the creditor. He said, Allah Ta'ala knows how I searched for a boat on that particular time, but I was unable to find a boat to come and repay you. So the creditor asked him, he said, did you send anything to me? So the debtor said, I told you that I was unable to find a boat, therefore I could not come. So the creditor said, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has paid the debt on your behalf, and I found the money in a log with the note. Therefore you may take this 1,000 dinars and return. So how truthful weren't both the parties? The creditor also was very truthful, the debtor also was very truthful, and to what extent didn't the debtor go to fulfill that pledge and that promise that he made to the creditor? May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless us with such qualities as well.